community to winner. Position number 3.
C. Bentley, Christopher Bentley, in real life, is a former community winner.
Well, I'd tell you about my band, but I don't know that I consider myself a band. More of a musical hack, I guess. I do enjoy tinkering around and making electronic music, and when the opportunity arises, I'll certainly belt out vocals on a cover tune or two, but certainly don't count myself as a vocalist. I won't quit my day job over that one. I do a lot of mixing, a lot of recording for other artists to help them achieve their vision or the sound they're after, as well as a little bit of producing, but these are mainly local acts, or, well, some not so local these days, but really just enjoy that aspect of it just about as much as making music.
In 2003, he submitted 2 covers for the first community competition, and though everybody expected his cover of Temptation to make it to the album, Temptation was eliminated in a face-off round with the other cover submission by C. Bentley, In a Lonely Place. The quality of Temptation made it a sure thing for the community EP, and it was with great pleasure that the producers asked him to master the EP for them, a task that C. Bentley will also be doing for the Community 2 album. The quality of Temptation made it a sure thing for the Community EP, and it was with great pleasure that the producers asked him to master the EP for them, a task that C. Bentley will also be doing for the Community 2 album. Along with his mastering duties, he also found time to mix Crystal for the Community EP Superband Nemesis, worn out last night. C. Bentley managed to get a lot of work in the current competition. Besides his own cover version, he also mixed the cover of Turn by Glasnost, New Dawn Fades by Almanso, and Ruining a Day by Sunrise Before Dawn. Not bad for a restaurant owner in Dalton, Georgia, USA, isn't it? For Community 2, C. Bentley took a risk and was expecting to miss the cut for the album because he felt he selected a too unpopular song with ICB, but his fresh electronic rendition of the song from Movement proved him wrong.
I chose ICB simply because it was the one that inspired me the most out of several tunes I was considering. I had even finished one cover and was getting ready to revamp the vocals on it, and just decided it wasn't special enough. It wasn't unique enough. It sounded more like bad karaoke than anything else. So basically, after scrapping that and beating my head against the wall for a week or so on what to do, I was sitting in traffic one day scouring Movement for songs to cover, and ICB came on. And right then and there, I said, okay, this one's it. This is what I'm going to go with. And started formulating a few ideas on the drive home. My take on the song is very different, of course, from what's on Movement. Movement being very dark and cold and atmospheric. I started with not really a preconceived notion about how my version was going to turn out, and recorded a day's worth of vocals against a very sparse backing track to give myself some room to breathe with the production. And after I finished the vocals and a few harmonies and some other stuff, I started creating a premix that basically showed me which direction this track was going to go in. And of course, it's a lot happier, more hopeful, I guess you could say. And it's interesting to hear this song presented in a different light like this. Whether you like it or not may be a different story.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's C. Bentley and ICB.